And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the Greek poet Dionysius Solomus, born on the island of Zakynthos in 1798. He was one of the first Greek poets to write his poems in contemporary Greek rather than ancient Greek, and thus his work became the foundation for later generations of Greek poets. Also known for his long poem Hymn to Liberty, the first four stanzas of which eventually became the Greek national anthem. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Kingsolver, born Annapolis, Maryland, 1955, grew up in rural Kentucky, spent part of her childhood in the Congo, where her father was a physician. Family lived without running water or electricity. Author of the novels The Poisonwood Bible and Flight Behavior, which tackles the effects of global climate change on monarch butterflies, nonfiction. Also the author of Animal Vegetable Miracle, A Year of Food Life, in which her family moved from Arizona to a farm in Virginia and spent a year growing all of their food. It's the birthday of the journalist Seymour Hersh, born in Chicago, 1937, first came to prominence in 1969 for exposing the My Lai massacre cover-up by the Army at the height of the Vietnam War. He also reported on the Watergate scandal, and he was one of the most outspoken critics of the war in Iraq during the Bush era. It's the birthday of Harvey Cushing, born in Cleveland, 1869, who pioneered the use of X-rays in the diagnosis of brain tumors, considered the father of neurosurgery. And it's the birthday of the editor and publisher Robert Giroux, New Jersey, 1914, who discovered Jean Stafford, and then her husband, Robert Lowell, and then, by way of Lowell, discovered a young writer named Flannery O'Connor, whom he edited and published. Here's a poem for today by Angela Janda, At 4:45. I was feeling lonely, so I went outside to the windswept yard, and beyond that to the wind-tousled outer yard, and found where last night in the moonlight we left two sets of boot prints when you stopped on your way through the darkness to bring a lemon bar and a movie. And beside ours, the tracks of the smallest thing with claws, which must have followed sometime later. And I chased its tiny prints and our mud wash indents to the far back gate, and through the gate out to where the land is still dirt and brush and bushes and cow pies, my hair pinned to my head but still blowing, blowing, and finally a hard breath, and I could see through lonely to the wide open long blue lines of sunset, moonlit night, the airplanes trailing one another down to tarmac, all those people landing home. A poem by Angela Janda, At 4:45, from Small Rooms with Gods, published by Finishing Line Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.